Everybody, well, it's another Friday night. This is a special night here for paranormal questions, answers, or whatever here. So, the day's date today is April 3rd, 2015. Let's do a clearing since it's the end of the week for people who may have had an emotional or traumatic situation happening. So, here we go. Releasing the energy from your one situation that you're thinking about right now. So counting. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next, let's make sure that you're all in the present moment on our timeline where there's really time has stopped for you. So you're in the now. So here we go, putting you back into the now. And you can do your finger exercise if you like. Some people find it very useful because I've heard that from other people. They really like doing that because they know if they're really far out or not. Or far, far, far out, you know. So anyway, here we go. So bring you back to the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to energize the light beams. And again, we'll do the males here tonight. Get some more horsepower here. So here we go. Male energies. So the first light beam, if you only have one, it'll be three light beams coming your way. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Happen to have two other light beams up, or you can get another one up. Let's just do the males again. You're going to have six light beams. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next light beam picture. Another three more, giving you a total of 9. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, so if anybody was out there at the expo that we came from last in New York, you may want to maybe type something in if you like what we talked about or if you were there. That's always nice. Now we'll turn it over to Cindy, and we'll probably get on with the emails here and questions. So back to you, Cindy.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much, Ron, for those clearings. And we do have several great emails and that can be sent to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can go on to this CLS chat, fast chat site to send us your questions or testimonials. That would be great. I would like to start out with a paranormal story that came off of Yahoo in regard to the top 10 states with UFO sightings. And we won't go into detail because you can always go and Google that information. It was interesting to see that it's an awareness. There's a list. The report has been since 1998. And I believe that California was listed at the top at 11,000 sites. And then there's some individual stories, too. So, Ron, what you've been telling us is now hitting the mainstream.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder why the news media is doing it now and what's behind that. Anyway, I won't speculate on anything like that. So, but let's, watch the movie Jupiter, I guess, ending, and that'll give you a good clue of what's happening here. Other, alien movies are out there. So, yeah, it's all there, and it depends what timeline you're on. So, hopefully, if you're in the now, a lot of this stuff won't bother you as much. If you're worried about things happening to you all the time, then you're maybe on the worry timeline or something. So you may want to change the way you're perceiving or thinking or connecting to these energies that could be harming you. Not about alien energies, but basically it's any energy out there. Most people deal with fear. And then after the fear, then when you get rid of the fear, then you become angry, as you were in fear. So that's another emotion that you might want to get rid of emotion, we'll call it. But just start off here, and I'll do a clearing for those of you that maybe have something going on with aliens that you know about. Otherwise, you may not know, and it's always happening anyway. I've happened to have a bad experience being clear that energy. So think of your bad experience, which is probably an abduction or an implant that you may have had, at least the energy that's bothering you on that. So here we go. That one individual situation or scene, so releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Well, I felt like a ton of bricks there. So if you're kind of still dealing with it, I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you still have situations, I'd recommend getting on the monthly clearing. It's $30. The Eliminating Alien Attack page that we have up, it's very comprehensive and has a lot of clearings on it to assist you. So back to you, Cindy. Let's see what else we can do here.
Thanks, Ron. This next question may have been reviewed quickly on Monday, though it's perfect for paranormal life. And the listener writes that a clock on her kitchen wall had been there a long time, and that particular morning it flew off the wall, hitting the floor hard and throwing the battery out. And the question is, what did this?
Well, it sounds like maybe the timeline got more solidified that the person was on, and or maybe was a timeline that was coming in. Oh, boy. And it did a crash landing, and it kind of disturbed the clock. I would say that's probably what it would be, something like that. Other timeline merging, your timeline, and the clock probably created the illusion of the hologram. The clock probably, maybe the nail wasn't in the wall far enough or something. It was in too far, and the clock fell off. So probably alien-related that they didn't do their job properly. So you caught them at, and maybe a beginner trainer, you know, or beginner hologram manufacturer or assistant or something, probably wasn't up to speed. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Wow, that's shocking. I know you've talked about that happening with cars, but I never thought about our house could actually do that, too. Well, now we have testimony. It looks like there's a question in here, too. Starts out that the person passed a billboard with a new TV show about witch trials, and she felt strange, and she was wondering, actually, if you would be able to share a sample healing for people who had been burned at the stake in other lives.
Okay. So let's do that one about something like that. A crispy critter there. So here we go, releasing the energies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. And let's do one kind of similar. Maybe somehow you're put into a pot, you know, and, you know, pot was cold with water in it, you know, the large tub or something, and they turned the fire on, and all of a sudden you got cooked. So, here we go. Let's release that here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Yoke.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, let's see here. Another paranormal.
Let's do another one. Hey, let's do another one here. So let's just say, hypothetically, we'll just see. Oh, this is going to not sound too great, but let's just say that somehow you have genetics in you that used to be like headhunters or used to boil people and eat them, you know. A lot of tribes did that, you know, like you. So, well, they may have, you know, put you in that pot of stew and put some carrots in and stuff, and like we do with the different things here. So it may sound kind of gross, but maybe you're hanging on to something. So I'm going to do this clearing. Don't get too appalled if you think you ate humans. Just know that we're releasing the energy out of you, because it could be pretty detrimental. So here we go. This probably would not be in this lifetime. More than likely, it's not. Well, it could be, but more than likely, it's not. And you have it in your genetics. Here we go. Releasing that energy from you. Cannibalism. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. The reality, so somebody has it. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I won't make any more comments on that. Hopefully, you know, you're feeling good because it got released if that was the case. So anyway, I guess kind of a big surprise there. Oh, back to you, Cindy.
Sure. Well, we'd love to hear feedback. clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's kind of a plan words, isn't it? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Anyway, that would be great just to hear what people have been feeling. Okay, so next topic. The subject is alien harvest. And this writer mentions your New Year's call, and she recalled there was a certain concern of alien harvest going to be happening this spring, and wants to know if we have to be concerned or do any healings regarding that issue, or has CLS taken care of it?
Well, you want to keep in the now as much as you can. I got a phone call from a person that lives in Canada. So this is the last week here. So here's a scenario, right? He wanted to go see a movie, so they pulled up to the theater, and there was about 200 cars in the parking lot for the movie theater, right? You go to the front door of the movie theater, the lights are off, and it's closed. So all of a sudden, you go, you know, the movie theater's closed and the lights are turned out. Why is there 200 cars, parking lots filled, in front of the movie theater? Oh, anyway, I'll let you people figure out that one. Well, back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Okay, well, that's pretty shocking, amongst all the other shocking things. Okay, here. We just received an email. It says, "Hi, Ron, my 8-year-old son Lucas would like to ask if you can do a sample clearing for fear. He's been watching the Universe Collection on Netflix and has a fear of the Earth being engulfed in the sun when it becomes a red giant."
Okay, so here we go. Remember, you want to get off that timeline. Oh, remember, all timelines are real. Of course, if you're looking at that and you see things and a lot of confirmation about what could be happening, you could be in that timeline, and you might even get visions of future events happening, and you're on that timeline, and you may see yourself getting burned up or dying or something. It's because you're viewing a timeline. Get off that timeline if you don't want to experience it. So I think most people understand this, but we'll do this for the aisle there, the person. So here we go. And it's going to get you off that timeline and put you into the timeline of peace. So here we go, releasing that timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, dear. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is helping you a lot, Lucas. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3. I think you're okay, Lucas. It feels good to me. See if he feels better. I feel like it shifted there. I'll just continue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So timelines are sort of like keeping it a little simple. If you know about something happening that may not be too good to visit, okay, or to go to or something like that, and naturally, if you go to it, you know there's probably going to be consequences. And so do you want to have consequences on something or not, you know? If you don't visit that particular location, we'll say, then you won't have any consequences that that location is going to do to you or for you, put upon you. So if you don't go there, then it doesn't exist. So there we go. I think that might be another way to look at timelines. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We just received an email regarding the third clearing that you did for us tonight, and I usually jot them down as we're going through it, and I noted the alien clearing that you did for us for one experience. So, and the comment is, wow, saw an image of a caveman and did a huge yawn. So that's pretty interesting. Ron, do you think back in the caveman days they were aware of aliens, or were they the aliens?
That's a good question. Could be both.
Uh-huh.
Could be both, you know. So, very interesting.
Yes.
I saw some comments here, and we put the air cushions on people. So if you like the air cushions on your feet, I have to do a everybody raise your hand here. We'll see. Oh, yeah, they're going up.
Yep, I've been up too.
Yeah, so let's do the air cushions. This is real paranormal. As all of a sudden, you're going to feel better. So what it does, in a sense, it's like having kind of like you're walking on like a real fluffy pillow, or like a an air cushion, like a large balloon, we'll say, underneath your feet, and it takes the pressure off the bottom of your foot. So here we go. We'll do both feet at once. Get a treat for everybody. This only work live right now as you're doing this here. This won't work on the archives. So here we go. So working with both feet, so count to 100 here to end the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. If you're sitting down, you might want to move your ankles. You might find some bones actually, maybe popping, going back into place again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Remember, you're not walking yet, but you want to walk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Hey, go for a walk, everybody, and just see maybe if, you know, your feet think that maybe you lost maybe about a third of your weight. What I'm going to do also now as a little bonus on that, we're going to put some energetic braces on you. So here we go. work with maybe your hips here and the base of your spine, your tailbone, and put one out from that going down to the ground. This will kind of stabilize you when you stand up and walk. That's being placed on you right now. And then we'll do a couple, one on each side of you here. Have like a tripod. That a tripod will say that's supporting you. Okay, and moving up here. If you have maybe a large stomach, we'll put a brace on that to help you with what's bulging out here. Go. And I guess we'll work with breast. So if you out there, you women have large breasts, you're kind of hurting your back a little bit, what we'll do is put some braces on those here. Oh, here we go. Both breasts right now. That pressure, you know, the weight of those on your back. Got to feel your body get a little more erect here. Go. And next we'll do neck and head. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get up, walk around, and just see if you feel better. Sometimes, you know, that extra pressure on your body might make it so that you have a difficult time moving around a little bit. So we'll see what happens. And I guess the blood moon is coming here. So let's try to do a clearing for that. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ron. My ankle did click. My right ankle clicked when you said that, and when you said to stand up, I felt really stiff, though I felt different. So it was a good feeling. I'm not sure if I felt lighter, but I did feel different. It'll be interesting to hear feedback from listeners regarding that. So thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Lucas says, thanks for the sample clearing. He had a big smile when you mentioned that you'd felt the shift. So that's great.
Thank you, Lucas, for acting with us on the show.
Yes, that helped us a lot, Lucas. Okay. Well, this is a testimonial. Let's see here. Last Saturday, Ron said someone is very tired. And Ron, you did the clearing for that. This person could only stay awake for 6 to 8 hours and was having some intestinal problems. Let's see. Purchased water and water for the heavy metal detox because they'd had chemtrails and I guess too many fillings. So anyway, I imagine this person is saying thank you for that, especially for the water. How does that water help us, Ron?
Gives you what you need. Body needs. That's basically the way I could describe that. Just gives you what you need right now. You know, water will last, normally if you purchase it online, it'll last one day. It lasts maybe two, but basically it's designed for one day. It all depends when you buy it, you know. And, you know, the next day, the water will still work for you. You don't have to throw it away if you only bought one particular container of water. But basically it's designed to be used for one day. do it over again to get benefits, you know, the next day. So if I have heard people say that they normally get water charging maybe 2 to 3 times a week, and they use the same water, you know, for a couple of days, and that's fine too. But basically, it's designed to give you what you need right now, and day is a different day, maybe a different energy level of your body and different things happening. So that's why you want to get a new start. Water. So if you do feel traumatized, you know, yesterday you felt great, or during the week you felt great, and then you got traumatized in a day, then by all means, do the water charging. That can help to release some of the from you. Body's mainly water. Take water in, then mix with your water in your body, and you start feeling better. So back to you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron. We just received a comment regarding the air cushions for our feet that you did for us. Let's see, the braces are so welcome. I'm doing a clearing with the planets, stars, and moon today, and actually felt like I was walking like a puppet without all the strings. So free to be free. The braces will help. Thanks so much. Always love the feet cushion. That's a big thank you.
Yes, Yep, very good.
Okay. Ron, when we were talking about the water charging, I'm assuming, well, I guess I won't assume. I'll just go into the email. The email asks if you could talk about the different charging categories, such as divine balance water versus golden light ship and whatever other waters you know of.
Well, you'd almost have to try them to see which one you like. Some people will just go through and do different waters just to see what it's like. So it's kind of what your body needs. It's a little difficult to talk about it. We do the calls, you know, like we're doing the 4 and 8 hour call this weekend, running tomorrow. 1 o'clock Pacific tomorrow is when it starts. That's 4 o'clock Eastern. When we do those calls, we do water charging. So you get 7 containers of water on the Saturday call. They will be different. During the 8 hour calls, we do different types of water. We'll typically mouthwash water, or taking out critters out of your mouth, beaks, you know, esophagus, tongue, Also, we do have water that we use just for that, skin misting water and other things. So different types of waters. The water is designed to give you what you need right now during, you know, 8 hour call. And then also when you get onto it yourself, ordinary water charging, then look at it and just have some fun. Have intuition of what have. They're all going to work great for you. So back to you, Cindy.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay, let's see here. We have an email regarding timeline. And this person is in the process of doing timeline and uncheck the first box. This might be a lot of detail. Let's see. Put the timer on 1,000 minutes with one screen. And after the first 1,000 minutes, the person is changing it to another issue for 1,000 minutes and wants to know if that'll work.
Yeah, you can do that. So just take note and just see how you're feeling with the issue. People don't feel too much because the system is kind of clogged up a little bit. Nothing's wrong if you don't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are really sensitive who can feel a lot. So, you know, 1,000 times is a pretty good indication that you may have got it. And see how your life long for you. So still see situations happening to you, or you get dreams about, and you need a thousand timeline crashes, like on a dream or something.
Ron, to clarify, a thousand minutes the person did on each issue.
Okay, a thousand minutes. Okay. Well, that the default of the timer to 5 minutes, then that's, I'd say you may want to do some more. That's looking like under timeline crashes. That's, you're getting in there a little bit, but issue will go away. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like it went away, then you're fine.
Okay.
But big issues are going to take typically, 500 to 1,000 timeline crashes. Really have a gigantic issue, then you may want to do a lot more. You want to do a whole week's worth and keep on it. Off that timeline. So you're going to know yourself what the situation is. Oh, the way to judge that, in a sense, is have you had this issue for your whole life? If so, then you may have to do 10,000 timeline crashes, okay, to get off of it, because you have all the things from the past dealing with this issue. Fairly recent, then maybe, 500 might work out fine for you. Remember, your past also, you need to get rid of your past timelines. So that's why you do so many clearings to keep off you. Oh, back to you.
Thank you, Ron, for talking with us about that. So is it better to do shorter time for running the timeline crash and then doing, like you said, 500?
Yeah, you can do that if you want. Timer to 5 minutes. I think we have a nice information that somebody sent in there. If you want to click on that too, that's up on YouTube. In fact, I don't know if we have it posted or not, but
yes, we do.
You want to just go into that before you buy something, timeline crashes, and kind of listen to how it works, and that's, I would do that. Oreo, back to you.
Well, you brought up a good point, Ron. There are two tutorials. One is regarding timeline crash from one of our longtime listeners. If you go onto the CLS chat site, you'll see the tab that will take you to the video tutorial. And also on that same site, if you go to reminders, you'll see the finger exercise that Ron opened the show with, along with the out and in exercise that Ron did last Monday. So that information is posted in the different shows that you could listen to also.
Okay. You can in and out program,
Yes. And our webmaster actually listed the verbiage, Ron, from the show, and then also noted the mark of time that they could actually take the archive to and start listening to that again. They want to listen to it.
Yeah, the in-and-out process is very, very good. So if you have going on with you, in your legs or feet or something, that is a good way to get your spirit energy in there to help you.
Would we have time to do that sample tonight, Ron?
Well, I'll do it at the end of the program again.
Oh, great. That's right. That did work out good. Okay. Well, our next email is regard to the mind loop healing, and this person was listening to the radio show, I guess it was Wednesday.
And on that one, have somebody on an archive. That April Fool's Day?
It was April 1st, 2014. Yes. And so this person said that she or he have already done the emotional and mental healings and some others, and wants to know if you could do a sample of the mind loop clearing. This person wants to know if they actually need to do that particular clearing and the things on the plan.
That's good. Yeah, the mind loop clearing is if you're kind of stuck, maybe have the thoughts coming into your cycle, repetitive thoughts, we'll say, while you're getting them, and your same thing, maybe, hey, that could be mind looping. Well, everybody is programmed. Think about when you get up in the morning, you know, what do? You know, you learn things for maybe the first half an hour, probably in a pretty good order of what you're doing. Well, you know, it's a brand new day, and naturally, you know, brushing your teeth, that's probably a major thing, you know, and going to the restroom and maybe showering or bath or whatever. Probably assume a shower would be what you'd be doing. Morning. You know. So you do have a routine, plus you have to eat. So what if you change the order of that? That would put you onto maybe a different timeline. Mind looping might get confused. Not know what to do next because it's out of order. That's possible. But mainly the mind looping is if you have a situation going on and you can't get rid of it. You know, you keep thinking about something, you know. Actually, what you're thinking about most possibly is something that's negative. Keeping this negative thought or some type of a program. Pain. Like I mentioned this before when I was back in New York quite a while ago. I had to get a hardware store, so I went in there. Got directed to this aisle, down the aisle, and then right there was a man standing who worked there and asked him for where this little product was, and he was right here. Great, so I picked it up, got one of them, and he looked at me and said something like, you know, have a nice day, drive safe, you know. I'm going to get into an accident, you know. That's the first thing, you know, and you want to spell on me, you know, anyway. So, you know, anyway, that's what I picked up instantly. I'm like a robot. Then I went to the checkout counter, and I go, you know, I should buy one more of these things, you know. I go back, and in my aisle, he's kind of in the same position, you know, where he is. I'd be stocking shelves or something. I can't remember too much now. This has been quite a while ago. Like 6 years, I guess, maybe longer. I get the same part, and he looks at me, and that same thing comes out of his mouth, you know, just like was a recording, and I happened to walk into his field, and it triggered that automatic response, you know, to play the audio tape, and it came out. Same thing, and I looked at him. Maybe he's a brand new clone prototype back then, you know? So that's like a robotic program. You're getting that yourself, and maybe you're talking to yourself. That could be mind looping, you know? You're having host and or talking to yourself kind of out loud or whispering, well, do I want to put this jam on or this jelly? Do I need to get something else, you know? If I put this on, I want to use my knife. And all of a sudden, you're caught up in this moment of trying to figure something out, and you do it each day. Then, you know, that could be entities with you, but you're mind looping. So if you do have a problem with mind looping, mind loop one is the clearing for that. Now, the mind loop two, completely different. Like, after you pop out, you know, out of the birth canal, and you go, oh, shit, I'm here again. I don't want to be here. That's what that's for. Stuff like that, where you kind of have regrets, and you know that you're in these programs. Can't do anything about it because you're a baby. Can't, you know, get a replay, you know, reverse everything and go back into your mother, you know. That doesn't work that way. That's what the mind loop 2 is about. And then going a step further, a little different for clearings. This would be the, I get the name correct here. It's a problematic event, just a reoccurring event or something like that, reoccurring barcode, reoccurring, I said this at one of the lectures, I should have called it the shit happens clearing, you know. So if you find that happening to you in your life, Oh, God, it happened again. Oh, geez. Well, that's the clearing you want to get. You want to get that barcode off of you because it keeps reoccurring, you know? Oh, it's, I know it's problematic event, something else with it, so.
I'm looking it up here.
Call it the S clearing initially, and I thought, no, people may not like that. It's not too spiritual, you know? You're not supposed to swear of being spiritual, you know, but anyway. So, if you believe that. So anyway, that's what that clearing's for. So if you have something going on in your life and it keeps reoccurring, and I just did this last month, what's it happening to me again? You know, I thought I got rid of it, you know. Well, then you're on those timelines, so go to the barcode, so it's, they're like tracking you. And I just do a copy and paste of an event or similar situation because they got mileage out of you. Well, it may not be the exact same situation, but it's, you know, the theme is the same. So if you're running the same theme, you know, maybe last week you lost a dollar, this week you lost $20, and the week before that you lost a quarter. Well, you're in the barcode situation of losing money, you know. So by all means, get off that barcode. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. I did look that up at creationlightship.com where all your clearings and events are listed, and there is the problematic event release clearing, and looks, yes, you do have it set up for generational also. Does that sound like the one you were talking about?
Yeah, that's it's a barcode, yeah, uh-huh. It'd be a barcode.
Okay. Okay, so that is great. Now, Ron, because I'm in the now, I often don't remember what we just did. Did you do the mind loop clearing sample, or?
Not yet. I'll do that at the end of the program here.
Oh, okay. Okay, excellent.
For people listening, your co-host, you're right into the moment instantly. Light beings are, in a sense, working with you, and it could be maybe challenging for some of the co-hosts who are doing it for like the first or second time. Even if you come on the program as, you know, a sponsor, all that energy come into your room and it does put you right into the moment. So it can make you feel wonderful. On the other hand, being in the moment, you might kind of forget what you're doing, you know. Like if you ask me what we did on the show tonight, I only retained probably a couple percent of it. That's all, you know, I couldn't tell you what happened half an hour ago. That'd be a long ways away from me. That's like years. That's what happens when you're in the moment. You don't have any memory from the past. Otherwise, that memory is going to connect to you, and it'll have little tentacles on there and fish hooks and things to grab you, pull you into another timeline, something that you probably don't want to do, but they got you. Moment for peace. They don't want peace because, you know, it's a waste of their time and energy because you're peaceful. They want you to be upset. And normally upsetting things are negative, you know. Well, that's when things happen to you that you wish, you know, it didn't happen. The way you can actually, in a sense, turn back time, you know, on the share some, you know, but you can, in a sense, turn back time by doing the timeline crashes. See, when something happens to you, walking down that path or whatever it is on that timeline, and now you're getting a negative experience, we'll say, or dreams or whatever, but we'll just say it's a negative experience. And if you do a lot of timeline crashes, you're, in a sense, erasing what happened to you. Is, you know, once you get it out of your field, and the aliens are no longer able to copy that hologram. Remember, they're copying a hologram for each timeline that you have. So if you have a timeline of, you know, walking out your front door, stepping in a mud puddle and, you know, getting your sock wet and your shoe full of mud, and you're really, really upset because you're late to work anyway, now you got a shoe off or something, then they got you, and they're going to keep replicating that. They even make you think about it to put you onto the timeline. more than likely that that could happen, you know, in for you right away, that that's what they do. Always something that's going to upset you. If you stepped in the mud and you didn't get upset, then you know, they're going to go, oh, man, we just wasted our time. We have you for 10 minutes, and that was their whole plan to get you upset. It didn't work. If you don't get upset, then you're probably not going to be on that timeline replicated again. So remember, they only want you because of the emotional stuff. So anyway, that's the way timelines are. So you can, in a sense, or this is in a sense, back in time because you're releasing yourself from timelines that go into your future. And when you get rid of your future timelines of stuff happening to you, that's that reoccurring situation, you know, barcode and whatever, automatic event, once you get off of those timelines, then it's probably gone because they only know what pushes your buttons. Well, it's a way to get rid of your buttons. So if you do 500 to 1,000 timeline crashes on an event that really got you upset, then all of a sudden they may not want you anymore because it doesn't exist for them. They're only looking at what's existing. They're actually taking away their film footage of you. You're erasing their hard drive of what happened, okay? That's what timeline crashes will do for you. Plus, whoever else is on that timeline of, you know, that situation happening or something similar, you're off the timeline too. You're freeing up humanity. Whoever's on that same timeline. So back to you.
Excellent. Excellent information, Ron. Okay. Well, we just received a request, and this is really paranormal. You've told us that our flowers and plants are probably not real. So we have a request here if you would do a sample to make our flowers and plants real and declone them for us.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Oh, and if you don't have flowers, maybe if they're cut, I can make them real. So you have a live plant. Now, if you don't have a live plant, next thing is you have a pet or animal, and it's probably dark where you are. You're not going to see, like, birds or things out your window typically. Not going to stick around long enough probably for me to do this clearing. But, you know, plants, and look at your pets or animals if you have any, or got a fish bowl full of fish, you know, just pick one of them there. Here we go. We're going to make you're selecting real. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Remember, we're taking out the clone replica. This is what doing also at the expo. So I haven't seen those videos. In L.A., I was doing it the same with last one in New York. So these are all fairly recent if you get the ones for 2015. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3. Yes, some of them are changing right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So some things out there need a little more energy. They need to get off more timelines. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130. There we go. Ready. So coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So what you're looking at should be glowing. You should have like a really beautiful dark field, have plants, and maybe like flowers. All of them are going to be completely different with the fragrance that they had before. They were replicas. Now it's real. Oh, back to you.
Thank you, Ron, very much for doing that for us. For our plants or our animals, you decloned them and made them real for us. How long will that last?
Probably through the night here, and maybe a little longer if it's something that's real. You know, I'd say days to maybe a week, possibly.
Okay. Excellent. Well, we have another message regarding legs. Message reads, "Hi, Ron. I got so much energy back into my legs after the sample hearing you did last Saturday, and again when you did the out and in healing on Monday. Thank you so much. Can we have another sample for the legs, maybe an entity release?"
An entity?
Yes.
Okay, entities in your legs. Here we go. You seen that? So we have an entity clearing. And also, just did one tonight. It's $20, so we did that tonight also on Friday. I said an entity clearing. It's a good way. You just normally find out what your problem is in life. a different problem. So you just pick a situation with entities, and we start taking them away. Here we go. Entities with leg conditions. So releasing those. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. If that helps you, we do have a whole lifetime clearing for the big one, you know. So they're always around. Always get, you know, hooked up by those things. So, here. Find yourself changing personalities or being upset one day or doing something that, you know, don't do. By all means, you probably have an entity in you. And you could even have one of the opposite sex. That could be kind of weird if you start cross-dressing or something, you know. Happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's funny to talk about that, but yeah, you know, things, people do weird things because of entities.
Wow.
Like people who are intoxicated, you know, all kinds of weird stuff because entities come in them to use their body. Like you, then they're going to be in you, and you may find yourself doing something that's out of character. Right? That's what happens. So you could have an opposite sex entity. In fact, well, I'll do a clearing here. Whatever sex you are, I'll take out the entity that is with you, and it can be more than one. That's living your life, but it's the opposite sex. Oh, no. See how this feels. I don't think we'll have too many comments on it. You know, it's kind of more of a personal thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've seen the opposite sex that you have inside your body because it liked you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They didn't like you. Oh, and now they're torment you. Maybe it's an old boyfriend or girlfriend that nobody has hated you and they came into you and you wonder why life's going to hell in a handbasket, you know, because this thing came into you to haunt you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, boy, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 70. Oh, also, this kind of is similar, not the same, but it's similar to the versus sexist spells and dark side practitioner. That's what people do to you because they're obviously living, but they could possibly do something and put something in you that could be a problem. But what I'll do is release if you ever had something attached to your body. Most people living on Earth will have like knives and spears and stuff. You know, bullets into their body living, and you have it, your genetics, and or it came from an entity. Well, first thing is, let's just say that, you know, in one of your past lives, you drowned, okay? Well, how's that going to be passed on to you Oh, if you had a drowning, it doesn't make any sense because you didn't have any children, pass it on in your genetics. So you go, well, yeah, that makes perfect sense. I couldn't have it. I drowned. Okay, well, spirit doesn't carry that energy because it's taken away from your spirit. Unless the dark side wants to have your spirit have that phobia of drowning or something, you know. Normally that's not the case because they want you to have all your energy with you. Feel it. They don't want to have you come down here, well, one-fourth of you. They want everything. So why would they waste your time, their time, program you all the way? So from there, the entity. So maybe you have an entity because the entity popped into you and you think that it's you. Entity doing this here. Here we go. Let's release stuff out of, chest area, okay? So I need you to select a location. A lot of stuff on the chest. You know, you have breast, you have your lungs and your heart, oh, and maybe even muscles. So you have to decide what you want me to work on. So assume that you have either a bullet there or a spear or a knife or something. For taking that out of you, focus on where it is. And you may start to know more when it's released. Here we go. I'm going to do ones that come out into the front that I got to pull off to the front of you. Here we go. Lungs, heart, breast, muscles there. Could even be part of your skeleton. So here we go. Taking out damaged. Okay, so we're taking this metal object out of you. Normally metal, but it could have been even a bamboo spear or something. But here we go, coming out of the front. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, taking them out now. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's released. Now, if your body jumped or jerked, you know you have something. That's a definite, like, uh-huh. Now I'm going to do the back side of you. Here we go, taking a step off your backside. Oh. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. There we go. So we'll just maybe get some comments like about that, you know, for the next program here. Here, or, you know, to just let us know if you felt something. And, you know, maybe you had a problem with your lungs, didn't know what it was, shortness of breath or something, and now it's fixed. Heart was skipping beats or something. You never know. So, we got about 5 minutes to go here. Have our 4-hour call tomorrow on Pacific, and that's 4 o'clock Eastern. Start off with our Sunday 8-hour call. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, which would be 1 o'clock Eastern. What I'll do is the clearing all out and in, so you might get dizzy. Also, you got for comments from people with the spear. Here we go. Out and in, out and in. Out and, this is your spear coming in and out of you, okay? Out and in, going through your legs. Out and in, out and in, out and in. Out and now coming back in through the bottom of your feet. So, pulls. Out now, out of your body, you know, it's going through your rib cage and stuff, on the top of your head. So same process, coming in, go, and out, out, in and 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 out, out, in and out, and in. Feel more, maybe more heavier, feel like you're more solid now. Might have, you know, better body communication. Oh, find a heart drop probably in a few minutes. But back to you, Cindy.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron, for doing the out and in for us. You're also going to do a sample of the mind loop clearing, and I just wanted to mention that we do have tips regarding the mind loop clearing and the link if you go to the CLS chat site under tips and clearing. So that would be great. And I wanted to mention, too, that we have testimonial regarding the plants. That the person says that their plants are glowing. Just watch it start glowing, and thanks you very much.
Yeah, if you see that happen, it's like incredible. You know, when I do it at the expos, flowers. It's incredible to watch them. Sometimes they actually try to move toward me a little bit. I've seen that happen a little bit. Might take a long time for them to actually move, but it's just something to watch them radiate. You know, that peace energy, and it's just very, very, very vibrant. You know. Back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ron, for all the clearing samples, and thank you, listeners, for your emails. And please do send feedback, questions, clsquestions@yahoo.com, or on the CLS chat feedback site would be great, too. And so Ron is 2 minutes after. Do we have time to do the mind loop clearing? Or do you want me to read a question?
What a question.
Okay. Actually, it's a testimonial. Thank you to the listener who wrote in about choosing to not send a birthday card to a family member. It helped me decide to not take a trip to visit family. I see that our family invitations are thinly veiled perceived obligations that only put me on the timelines and back into the soul family contract. Thank you very much, Ron, and especially now we're having a holiday weekend for some people.
That really is, those sub-family contracts can be a problem. So, yeah, it's good to have some kind of remedy for that stuff.
So we could go, and then we have the clearing tools for us to use.
Anything else before we do the mind-to-heart drop?
Check out COSquestions.com event. That's it. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Mind to heart drops. You must command your spirit out loud to take thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. That way they're, in a sense, neutralized at peace. Won't torment you there. Plus, you can't think when you're in your heart. So now you know the difference of source energy versus darkness. If you're thinking, then you're not in your heart. So you're not in the now. But you can be in the dark side, light of the darkness, I call it. Dark side energies. I think that you are in your heart and you're thinking. Another energy. It's not source energy. Here we go. Mind to heart drop. Command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head. Drop into your heart. It'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. I do it 3 times. After you do it a few times like this, you can change it and make it less if you like. But for newbies, 10 times works great. So here we go. Upping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. For all you need out there is your one book with one page. That one page, when you open the book up, they go within. That's all that you need. Oh, that's where you are now. You're at peace. Sure. Have other books. They have keywords to trap you. That's why you're stuck here. Bookworm, then you may want to get rid of your books because all those words in those books are probably tying into alien timelines. Very sneaky. So remember, within and all that you need. Don't get any answers. You want to be at peace, and being at peace is what you're looking for. Energy with your spirit. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you later tomorrow. Go to the light ship tomorrow. Tomorrow is our birthday for April people, so we'll have a birthday party. Blessings, everyone. See you later.